around the valley. It is a very smoky Thursday. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the radio. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Not the kind of day that you want to take off from the Colville Airport in a small plane because you can't see where you're going. Here from the radio station, we cannot even see the slightest outline of Colville Mountain. It is a very smoky time here in the valley. We're going to be talking more about the weather in particular. It is a red flag warning up for today and tomorrow. The ridge responsible for the heat wave is breaking down today. Going to weaken considerably tomorrow. They're going to have a dry, cold front come through. Still going to be hot and dry today, but we are going to see winds from the west and southwest, particularly this afternoon and tonight. Tomorrow, temperature is going to be about 10 degrees lower. But gusty winds. Winds are still going to come from the west-southwest. And then by Friday evening, the winds will be from the northwest. With the cooler temperature, the air mass Friday still going to be very dry, very low humidity levels. That means any fire breaks out at all could spread rapidly. So let's be really careful there. Also kind of be on the lookout. And if you see a new fire start, do call it in.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
1 week from today, the Northeast Washington Fair is coming up fast. People might want to start practicing over the weekend if you're going to participate in the performing arts. Here's what you need to know about that exhibit.
My name is Sandra Everson, and I'm the performing arts superintendent at the Northeast Washington Fair. They can enter all the way up until the day before fair opens, because I know a lot of people get sidetracked or they didn't know that performing arts was there. And if they come Wednesday morning when I'm there signing people up, I will accept them. Auditions are Thursday, and so everybody in all the different categories, we sign them up from 8 o'clock in the morning until we're done. And I have two judges on that day. And the whole point of the audition is, you know, number one, to see if they have really tried, or are they just getting up there and goofing off. But my judges for that day are Lydia Toast and Sarah Brown. And the reason being is they grew up in the performing arts program at the Monroe Fair. And they know it inside out. And so they can give encouragement to the kids and say, okay, you're going to get a blue ribbon, but tomorrow I want to see you in a costume. I want you to move a little bit more on stage. They give them encouraging things to make their act better. Categories, of course, are vocal, instrumental, drama, dance. A couple years ago, we had a ventriloquist. Clowning, it can be anything. They can be a duet. They can be a group up there. They do gymnastics, whatever. You know, the whole point of performing arts is you may not have a cow or a horse, but you have yourself. And so you are what you're showing at fair. My judges are the ones that give out the awards. Each day, they say whether they get a blue ribbon, a red ribbon, or a white ribbon. And if they proceed from the auditions to the talent show, for instance, at an audition, you can bring two of everything. So you can sing two songs. But when you move to the talent show, you have to choose between them. If they both got a blue ribbon, you can only take one on. And then if you get a blue at the talent show on Friday, then Saturday is the championship, where at the championship, we actually place grand champion in each category. The talent show is Thursday. It's usually 8 o'clock. That's when I tell my judges to be there. And usually Friday is 9 o'clock. 8 a.m. is when we start on Thursday, and then the same thing on Friday. except it's usually a little bit shorter because we don't have quite as many acts. And then Saturday is after the parade. Alumni is on Sunday, and basically we had an open mic, and I just encouraged the alumni to come, and they would sign up. This is the first time we would be doing the alumni. They can enroll in an alumni thing.
All right. Just about something for everybody there. Performing Arts, Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday, 9, well, go maybe till 5. Right after the parade, noontime, something like that on Saturday, and then Sunday for the alumni about 1 in the afternoon. It is 1 week away, so be getting your act together, and you can sign up right up until the day before the fair starts. You can sign up right through Wednesday.
Hi, this is Sarah from Reimagined Home in beautiful downtown Colville. We are your premier one-stop shop for flooring, blinds, countertop, paint, home decor, and locally made gifts. Everything you need to turn your house into your dream home. And right now, through September, you can get 35% off Graber roller, solar, pleated, and cellular shades, plus a free cordless lift upgrade. So come see us at 108 South Main or call us at 684-4673.
Big vendor fair coming up this Saturday. That'll be at the Chewila City Park. Here's more about that event.
I'm Shannon Simpson, and I am putting together the Fun in the Sun Fair at the Chewila City Park. This is on the 19th. It's all sorts of things. I'm going to have an inflatable water slide. There's going to be food vendors. This is actually the second one I've ever done. My first one, I only had 20 vendors. And this second one, it has doubled in size, and I have about 40 to 50 vendors. I'm trying to do something to bring people to Chewila. It's a beautiful, small little town. So they got rid of Chautauqua Days. So now I'm just trying to bring something to Chewila once a month so people can come browse around the town. There's going to be people that are selling the epoxy tumblers. There's resin art. There's Western clothing, other types of different clothing. There's wood art there. There's Scentsy, different types of art, jewelry. I know there's going to be somebody there that reads cards. If people are into that kind of thing, there's a lot there. I have 3 food vendors, and there's also going to be popcorn and snow cones. The fair is going to run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. right at the park. Just to fill the park with vendors. I don't want to do anything like Chautauqua Days. I just want to fill the park once a month with vendors, and people can come out and just see what all the local vendors around here have to offer. For the most part, the people that are not allowed to be at the farmers markets, that's pretty much why I'm doing it, is a lot of people aren't allowed to be at the farmers markets because they don't personally make their stuff. Some of them do, some of them don't. And it just gives them a chance in a rural area to sell their stuff.
All right. Interesting thing. Fun in the Sun Fair is what she calls it. 10 till about 4, and that's coming up Saturday. That's in the Chewila City Park.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
At the last Colville City Council meeting, the council unanimously agreed to enter into the interlocal agreement with the county, an effort by Stevens County commissioners to build a new justice center. Here's a little of the discussion that went on. You will see that proposal. It's a sales tax increase, 0.4%, help fund that $100+ million proposed development. It's going to be on the November ballot. Might hear the council next hour. City of Kettle Falls, they're looking for a new council member. They do have a council vacancy. The council in Kettle Falls meets the first and third Tuesday each month, 7 in the evening. You'd have to live within the boundaries of the City of Kettle Falls. They are accepting letters of interest through 4:30 August 31st. Drop them off at City Hall or mail them to City of Kettle Falls. Attention, the mayor, box 457 in Kettle Falls. Any questions about it, call 509-738-6821, but they could use a new council member in Kettle Falls. The woman accused of intentionally starting multiple fires in the West Hills area out of Spokane made her first court appearance. Vicki L. Smith, charged with 3 counts of first-degree arson, set off 3 large fires, required aggressive response from firefighters. Smith says she also started multiple fires in the Dishman Hills area. Spokane Police Department now investigating that. She is homeless. She previously has started fires in order to get housing. She's also been accused of writing graffiti across downtown Spokane and at one point threatened to burn Spokane down. She says she's upset with Spokane. She started the fires hoping it would compel city officials to provide her with housing. The fire she set caused immediate evacuations to some areas of the West Hills. The one fire project alone cost $250,000 in an air attack to get it knocked down. She's in jail, $75,000 bond.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
Hernandez hit a tie-breaking sacrifice fly in the 8th inning, and the Mariners beat Kansas City 6-5. Julio Rodriguez had 4 hits for Seattle, including a 9th inning single that provided an insurance run. Mariners ended up needing that insurance run. Cal Raleigh added a home run and a double. Dylan Moore opened the 8th by reaching on an error and came around to score on the Hernandez fly ball. Castillo allowed 4 runs on 9 hits, went 7 innings, walked 1, struck out 3. Good night for the Mariners, good win. Wrap-up game at Kansas City gets underway pregame at 10 o'clock this morning, first pitch at 11:10. And then the Mariners hop on the plane and quickly go to Houston because they play tomorrow in Houston. So the wrap-up game, the Mariners can take the series with a win today. 10 o'clock pregame, Kansas City Royals and the M's on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast is brought to you by The Dragon at 161 East 1st in Colville. You'll find them between R.E. Lee and Healthy Expressions. Enjoy fun adventure as you locate a treasure hoard full of collectibles, crafts, and unique gifts. They're open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 till 6. They're open Sundays, noon till 4. Very hazy, smoky skies today. The high temperature, let's call it 99. Instead of triple digits, we're going to be 99 today. But we could have winds this afternoon as much as 22 miles an hour. Hazy skies overnight, 56 the low. Quite a bit cooler tomorrow, a high of 90 on Friday. A high of 86 Saturday. Again, smoky skies continuing. 45 overnight, 87 on Sunday, 85 Monday. Possibility of a little shower activity. Very slight chance. Sunday night into Monday. Sunny skies Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures in the mid-80s. Visit the Dragon under the purple awning. An eclectic mix of treasures for all ages. Calm skies right now here in the valley. The barometer down just a little bit, 29.98. We are starting the day off at 63 degrees here at the radio station. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK. Let's check in with Uncle Otis.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
The first cool white people were probably beatniks. They were first with finger snaps and poetry reading, while everybody else was heavy petting in poodle skirts. Beatniks didn't need fight clubs. They could already ride a bike without holding the handlebars. What else do you need? Sure, they had role models like Harpo, Groucho, even Ligature Marx. They played a lot of Chinese checkers, too, and didn't really care if it was Chinese or not. Never came up. Neither did running with scissors. As for transmania, that really wasn't a thing for beatniks who were never confused by what was in their own shorts. Lunatic fringe just hadn't woken up yet. Good thing, too, since these cats were never going to accept all terms and conditions anyway. Like you just did, again. It was high octane and meat all the way until somebody narked on them for having cinnamon toothpicks and wax lips. Crazy times. Papa Mau Mau was on the car radio, a target-rich environment for anyone who could drive a stick. And as for curb feelers, well, that meant something very different then and had nothing at all to do with stop and frisk. Don't you wish you could live in a time where if you knew how to work a box of pop-up Kleenex, you were considered fully trained? Yeah, when beatniks roamed the earth, they had it good until the hippies ruined it for everybody with all that yatta-hay and scrapbooking business. This is your Uncle Otis, and I'll still see you at the Peace March.